Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life. This is Gary.
I'm your host and Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, guys, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Here at Revolutionary Life, we deal with things that affect our lives every day. Some of those things directly. Some of those things affect us indirectly. Difference is that here, we look at those things from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change, baby. Revolution is just change. And there's a lot of things out here that need to be changed. Welcome to Revolutionary Life. Again, I'm your host, Gary, and I want to let everybody know, especially new people, that all of our show, that this is a call-in show, first of all. At a certain section in this show, I set aside, half the show, I set aside for call-ins. I open up my chat room and I give out my call-in number. That call-in number should also be visible to you if you're on my site. When I announce the call-in section, I'll be taking calls. And when you call me, you go straight onto the line. There's no hold-up. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. Also, we have a chat room open. So if you have questions or comments or suggestions, whatever, you can put them in the comment section. I will be monitoring that chat room and answering and responding as I can. To all the chats, all the information in the chats. Now, having said all that, tonight, guys, we're going to talk about gambling. Yes, sir. We're going to talk about gambling. And the title of our presentation tonight, the title of this topic tonight, is called Gambling from Casinos to Wall Street. Does anybody really like to gamble? Come on now. And so we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to gamble tonight. We're going to talk about gambling tonight. Throwing dice, playing cards, whatever. Games of chance, they call it. Games of chance versus games of skill. Do you like to gamble? Have you ever been to a casino? Have you ever played the stock market? Let's talk about gambling. Tell me if you really like to gamble and why. All right, guys. So we're gambling tonight. I want y'all to listen in. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about these games. These games of chance. Let's see where we stand. You know, at Revolutionary Life, we try to look at things from a revolutionary point of view. We try to keep our finger on the pulse of change. So let's check this out. I'm going to give you a little music. I want you to think about your gambling, your position, let's say, on gambling. And I ask you again, does anybody really like to gamble? Really? Let's talk about it. Let me give you a little music. I'll be right back. and welcome to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary. I'm your host tonight here on Revolutionary Life. And we're here again. We're here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to thank everybody for listening in. Who's listening in? Well, I told you this is a call-in show. So at a certain point within this show, I'm going to announce the call-in section of the show, at which point I'm going to give out that number, at which point I'm going to open up that chat room, and I call it your time to shine. I will announce that time. But for now, guys, we're going to get into gambling. Place your bets, take your chances. We're going to get into gambling, everything from the lottery, speculating on the stock market. And there's a difference between investing in the stock market. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. And there's a difference between speculating in the stock market. Why do I have casinos and Wall Street, the stock market, in the same sentence, in the same context with gambling? Those of y'all who got out the house and been around the block a few times know exactly why I put the two under the category of gambling. If you don't know, listen up, please. Listen up, guys. I know people who gamble, and maybe you do too. Maybe you one of them. I don't know. I know people who play the market. And they don't invest in the market. They speculate in the market. What's the difference? If I wanted to invest in the stock market, and let's say I wanted to invest in something that's a store of my income, no matter whether the dollar goes up or the dollar can buy more or the dollar can buy less one day and more the next, it doesn't matter. I want to put my money in something that ain't going to fluctuate like the dollar, like the fiat currency we use. And so I might look for something stabler in its price. The price don't sway so much up and down every day. If you can change the price on something by a tweet and it drops in 24 hours because somebody, some celebrity or some billionaire makes a joke on SNL, and 24 hours later, your money drops down to nothing. Stock market falls based on a tweet. That's not a safe investment, guys. It can't depend on what somebody says, especially in a joke or a tweet. Come on now. So there are stock market analysts. Yeah, there are people who are professionals that are studying the market and its trends, its ups and downs. And there are advisors who will advise you on what to put your money in as a safe bet where you, nothing's really safe, but as a bet where you're not going to lose too much if it goes down. And you may gain a lot if it goes up, but you might not gain a lot, but you'll gain some, right? Pretty much your money will be stable in certain financial instruments. Things like gold got many uses, right? Everybody likes a little gold jewelry. In the computer world, 90% of the parts in your computer, especially the little teeth that conduct electricity, they use gold because gold is a damn good conductor of electricity. Gold doesn't rust like other metals. So you can be sure of a good electrical connection if you put a little gold on your connections, on the teeth of those connections. Gold has a lot of uses. And just gold by itself, you know, if you got an ounce of gold in the bank, man, you got an ounce of gold. And it's worth something just by its weight. Three or four different things you can use gold for. See, you can use gold to clean the atmosphere, to stop global warming. Yeah, you can. But they won't, because it's too precious on this earth for some to use it for that purpose. The other thing, of course, gold, silver, copper, every wire in my house, damn near, is made of copper. How could I go wrong putting my money in copper? The bottom might fall out the market one day, but nobody's going to quit using copper. So I just hang in there. So I'm talking about investing. IBM. IBM ain't going anywhere anytime soon. They ain't gonna board up the doors anytime soon at IBM or Microsoft or Tesla, for that matter. And so, if I put that money in those places, I know those places are going to be around a while, and they might go up in price, they might go down in price, but they ain't going anywhere. And they're not going to jump up because of a tweet or a joke somebody makes on TV, on a comedy show. They're not going to change wildly in 24 hours, man. Come on now. Anything that can flip in 24 hours is not a safe investment. You probably know what I'm talking about. You've probably seen that go down in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency recently. And so if I want a safe investment, I might find some things that's going to be around a while. I might put my money in things that's going to be used in many different ways, not just one way. It has many different values to many different people in the industries, in jewelry, coin collection, all kinds of things, right? And so that's investing. Speculating, when you hear speculating, when you hear the term speculating, when it's related to the stock market, it's gambling. I'm not interested in investing in a company. Some new company comes out with something for the internet or some new tool or some new process. If it sounds promising, when they go public, I might buy some of that stock because I like what they're talking about. I like what they're doing over there. And they got some smart people working with them. And look like this is the future that they're doing. And so I'm going to get into that. They're into solar and sustainable income and sustainable resources. They're into electronics and electricity. That's tomorrow, guys. Gas going to be around a while. So if you got money in oil and gas, that's one thing. But check it out. A speculator could care less about your company. If a speculator invests in your company, it's for one reason and one reason only, and that's short-term gain. Just as sure as they invest in your company and the stock goes up, they'll take their money and run. They'll sell that stock and get the step, going to the next stop. They could care less about whether your company survives or not. Y'all saw this happen with GameStop. GameStop, where you go to a store like you used to with Blockbuster and you pick up a game. You know Blockbuster is gone, right? People getting their stuff on the internet. Well, games you can get on the internet now, right? You can download a game. You can go to your Play Store and get a game all day long. You don't have to go to a GameStop place and borrow a GameStop video and then take it back when you're done and all that. That's old fashioned. So GameStop is losing money. But when you looked at the stock market a month ago, a couple of months ago, all of a sudden, boom, the price of GameStop going up. People say, oh, GameStop must be doing something new. They must be finna flip. They must be finna, you know, do something innovative. No, they wasn't. They weren't doing a damn thing. you had some speculators out there running the price of the stock up based on nothing. And if you're sitting there watching the stock market and you see the stock going up, you might want to get a piece of it, because all you in there for is short-term gain anyway. You could give a damn about GameStop and its future as a company. Yo, you guys watch Wall Street. Jay Gordon Gecko. You guys watch that movie Wall Street. These guys were buying up companies to break them up and sell them off and make some money. They weren't buying airlines because they wanted to be in the airline business or they trusted an airline business. They were in there to make some money. So they buy an airline and they pretend like they give a damn about the airline. And once they own it, they start breaking it up and selling off the planes and the trucks and the airways, everything they can sell. And they take the money and run. No more airline. Speculating. It's gambling. That's all. The problem with the stock market, of course, and speculating on the stock market, is that it jacks you around when they playing like that. They play you when they playing like that. Look back at the Bitcoin situation. How is that related to a casino? Come on now. How do I put the two together like that? In a casino, you're taking a game of chance. You're just gambling, right? It's the same thing, and I'll tell you why when I get back. Let me give you a little music. listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary, your host. And tonight, we're talking about gambling, guys. Place your bets and take your chances. I put under the category of gambling, speculating on the stock market, and I'll tell you why. One of the things that you noticed recently with the Bitcoin cryptocurrency fall in the stock market, rise and fall in the stock market, is if you go on the internet, say you go to YouTube or something like that, you'll see people encouraging you to buy the dip. They call it buying the dip. It dipped. Oh boy, did it dip. The price went down thousands of dollars. A lot of people lost thousands of dollars. And they're encouraging you, this is the time to buy. Don't run. Don't start selling your Bitcoins. Hang in there. They call it diamond hands. Strong hands, diamond hands. That means hold on, don't go anywhere. Don't sell off, don't get out of there yet. Even though your money is dropping like a lead weight, you're looking at yourself losing money, holding on to these Bitcoins. And you're wondering whether I should just sell the stuff now and take my losses and run, or hold on to it and lose even more. Guys, the sad part is some of these people borrowed money. Some of these people put their houses up. Seriously. Some of these people fell for the hype, baby. They saw Bitcoin going up and they threw everything into it. Sold everything and put their money into Bitcoin and lost everything. But you can steal. To this day, go on the internet and find people encouraging you not to sell off. This is the time to buy. When the price is really low, you buy, right? Well, it's really, really low. And so now is the time to get in, they say. You couldn't afford to get in when it was $50,000 of Bitcoin or $60,000 of Bitcoin. Oh, no. That's too much money for you. But now it's down. When it went down to 30,000, 20,000, then maybe you could get in there then. So you're there when it goes back up, right? So they're encouraging you right now, even though the thing's falling in price and worth and value. And people are losing money left and right. They're encouraging you not to go home, to stay there. That's why I likened it to the casinos. You know what, guys? You know this. Those of y'all who've been out there. Casinos don't have clocks on the wall. And very few windows, if at all. Those of y'all who've been around a while know why they do that. But you can go into a casino and get the plan. And when you walk out, it's the next day. You can go in there in the morning, and when you walk out, it's nighttime, and you didn't even realize how late you had been there. You ain't supposed to realize how late it is. You ain't supposed to watch your clock. You're supposed to gamble. The casinos will encourage you to try one more time. Oh, yeah. Maybe this time I'll hit. So don't go home just yet. I know you done lost a lot of money. I know you're down to your last quarter in the slot machine. Go ahead and play that last quarter. Who knows? This might be the one. This might be the quarter that hits the jackpot. Put that quarter in there. Don't go home. Now you just hit the jackpot. You got big money. Don't go home. It's a progressive machine. And so the money's still progressing up there. You see them dollar signs rolling up there. You might be able to hit that big one. So you keep playing. How many of you guys know somebody who's gambles, who told you how much money they won in the stock market, I mean, in the casino? And then you ask them, how much did you walk out of that casino with? And they say, oh, I played it all back. I played it all back. But I hit big. I hit big time. Thousands of dollars. So how much did you leave the casino with? Oh, I managed to play it all back. I barely did get my money back. Or I had to catch a ride home. Because I was broke when I left there. They don't want you to leave even when you're winning. You see what I'm saying? The stock market's the same way. You can go on the YouTube right now and they're telling you, even though the Bitcoin is falling, you lost all this money, don't go nowhere. This is a good time to buy, they're going to say. Every day, all day, you'll hear these guys telling you to get back in there, hang in there. They call it diamond hands. Hold on strong to that Bitcoin. Don't give it up. It's going to get back up there. All you got to do is stay in the game. It keep you from leaving. But you're saying, wait a minute, I'm losing money. Don't worry about it. Things go up and down, you know. Hang in there. Lose some more. Buy some more. Now, the shame of it all is that some of these people put their houses up. The shame of it all is that some of these people are leveraged. Do you know what that means? Some of these people buy on margin. Do you know what that means? That means that some of these poor suckers borrowed money to gamble with. Not only do they owe the money back they borrowed plus interest, they lost money. When the Bitcoin fell. And they lost way more than they put in because they borrowed. They leveraged. They bought it on margin. They borrowed money to play, to gamble with. And they lost. But they still owe that money back that they borrowed. Poor suckers. But it ain't their fault. And I'll tell you why. The casino is the same way, guys. I don't care how much you hit in the casino. They're going to bring you free drinks. They're going to give you a ticket to go up and get you some free food because you're doing so good. The last thing they want you to do is walk out that door with that money. You hit big on the $5 machine. Maybe you'll hit big on the $25 machine. Take that big winnings and go over to the $25 machine and see if you can hit that one too. You know somebody who hit big at the casino. And then you ask them, how much did you walk out of there with? Oh, I played it all back. That's why Wall Street, speculating on Wall Street and gambling in a casino is all under the same heading. It's all games of chance, right? But I told you in this title, in this top, I asked you, does anybody really like to gamble? Now, there are people, they are something called Gamblers Anonymous. This is for people who are addicted to gambling. They have to actually go to a counseling because they done lost the house. They done lost the mortgage. You know, they got ATMs in the casino. So you might as well brought all your money that you own, save, or whatever. You might as well brought all your money to the casino because there's an ATM sitting over there where you can get more of your money to play with. Just like putting up your house when you're speculating on Bitcoin. Just like borrowing money when you're gambling with all this margin, all this leveraged money. You hoping you can pay it all back. You hoping the price is going to go up so high it's not going to be a problem to pay back what you borrowed. You hoping. You hoping since you hit on this one machine, maybe you'll hit on another one. You hoping. Well, I'm going to tell you who don't like to gamble. That's the question I asked. Does anybody really like that, to gamble? Yeah, that's somebody who don't like to gamble. That's somebody who never wants to gamble. That's somebody who don't like taking chances, who never takes a chance. If anything looks like it's a gamble, anything looks like it takes a chance, they walk away from it. They're skeptical of it. They avoid it at all costs. Because they want a sure thing. Don't we want a sure thing? Let me tell you somebody who never liked to gamble, but they're in the gambling business. I'm going to tell you something about something called the house, H-O-U-S-E. And let me ask you, if you know what I'm talking about, I want you to think about that term, the house. And I want you to think about that. When I get back, I'm going to tell you about the house. The house don't like to gamble, baby. And I'll tell you why. Thank you. You're listening to Revolutionary Life, where we look at life and everything that affects our lives, directly and indirectly, from a revolutionary point of view. We like to keep our fingers on the pulse here. And revolution is just change, guys. But in order to make change, first of all, you have to have a little clarity about what's going on, right? I told you that there's some people who don't like gambling. And I ask you in my heading here, does anybody really like gambling? I mean, everybody who goes to the casino that I know, even religious people, man, people who go to church and believe in God and all that, right? Really religious people go gamble. I guess they're really religious. Because some religions are against gambling. However, they will go gamble. They'll go to the casino. And you will find them in the casino doing things that doesn't seem to be Christian. That doesn't appear to be God-like, Christ-like. Things like rubbing the machine, the one-armed bandit, the slot machine, like rubbing it before they pull the handle, hoping that it's going to show up a winning spin. It's going to be a winner. When they put their money in, they might tell you, don't stand behind me. It's bad luck when people stand behind me when I play. So I like to go play by myself. So they leave the people they came with, and they go over in a corner by themselves because for some reason or another, they believe that, or they have the superstition or whatever, that it's unlucky to have people looking over your shoulder when you gamble. Now, it might be. I don't know. Rabbit's foot. Rabbit's feet. A rabbit foot, I should say, you might see in a casino. You might see people rubbing an amulet, a good luck charm of some kind. Now, if you ask them if they're religious, they probably tell you yes. And where I come from, they probably tell you they're Christians, for sure. But they're rubbing rabbits' feet. They got amulets that they rub or hold on when they pull that one-armed bandit, that slot machine. They may close their eyes. I've seen them cover up the slot window so they don't see what's going on. Then they pull the handle. Then they take their hand up, hoping that they hit a winner. I see all kinds of superstitious, tricky stuff going on, trippy stuff going on in these casinos. I've seen people get angry because they thought they'd lost because too many people were standing around when they were playing. They don't like that. Bad luck. And so, they don't like to gamble. You know, gamble is a game of chance. You throw your dice and whatever they fall on, they fall on. You don't have any control over what they fall on, and you're supposed to know you don't have any control on the fall on, and that's what makes it gambling. That's why it's a game of chance. You could lose, you could win, right? No. Then why you got a rabbit's foot? You want to hedge your bets, baby. Why you got this program, this plan when you get to the casino? I'm going to get on that machine, but I ain't going to get on it right now. I'm going to wait till a couple of other people play it, then I'll get on it. I don't ever get on it right away. You got a plan. Why you got a plan? I thought you were gambling. I thought you was taking a chance. If you got a plan, if you got a lucky charm, if you got any hedge going on, if you got any inside information in the stock market, for instance, you use that information. People go to jail for it. Martha Stewart. Somebody calls Martha and said, Martha's finna go down. Get out of here. I ain't telling everybody. Everybody don't know. But since you're a friend of mine and I got some inside information, I'm going to drop it on you so you don't lose your shirt. But what about all them other people out there? I can't help them. But you're a friend of mine. Don't tell anybody I told you. Get out of there. That's called insider information, and you can go to jail for that. And so everybody likes a little inside information. Everybody try to get the pink slip. Everybody get the odds. I want the odds. It's, you know, people who study play horses, people who play the dog track, the horse track, horse race track, things like that. Many of them spend hours going over the different horses and their breeds and their kinds and what they've done previously and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because they ain't gambling. They're trying to get as much information as they can so they can win, so they can bet on the horse that's likely to come in. That ain't taking your chances. You take your chances, just go in and pick a number and sit down. No, who does that? I'm sure there's some people who do. They actually gamble. They actually take a chance. But the casino will actually... Now, before I tell you that, let me put it this way. The person who hates gambling the most is not some religious person that's against gambling and walking around with a protest sign. No, that's not a person who thinks it's against God or religion to gamble. The person who hates gambling the most is the house, the house. The house don't want to gamble. Why is that important, guys? Because the house, now, guys, the reason I use this term, the house, for those of you who don't gamble, in the old days, some people would have a room in their house. And on a certain day, they would open that house up to gamble in. And people could go to that house on the street, that certain house on the street that everybody knew about. The music would be playing, the beer would be flowing. The drinks would be flowing, and you could go in there, and you can go in these people's house and gamble. Dice game over here in this room, card game over there in that room. And it was called a gambling house. And some of them were illegal. Police used to bust some of these houses because gambling was illegal in that town, but there was this house you could go to where they gamble in that house. And so the people who run the gambling game, the people who set them up, open them up, and put together a gambling house, that was called the house. Even a casino now is called the house, even though it's not a house. It's a big, beautiful building, hotel, et cetera, et cetera. But they still called it the house. The house is the person who's running the game, who set the game up, who bought the dice, who set up the tables, who brought the machines, who opened up a spot for you to come gamble. That's the house. And the house hates gambling worse than anybody. They're in the gambling business, guys, and they hate to gamble. The worst thing you can do as a house is gamble. Your job is to make money off of everybody who comes in to gamble, not for you as running the house, not for you to gamble. Every big-time gambler knows that the house gets nervous when they come in because the big whales, the big rich guys, they can price everybody else. They can play a game where they can raise the stakes so high that nobody else at the table can fade them, can cover their bet. But in some casinos, the house guarantees that your bets will be covered up to a certain amount if they have to cover your bet themselves, which they hate to do. They want you to win that guy's money. And y'all win each other, winning, losing each other's money. They don't want to play. Even though they run the games, they make the games available. The last thing the house wants to do is play. If one guy is sitting at the table and there's just a dealer there, there's no game. Because the only person that can feed you, the only person that can cover your bed is the house. And the house don't gamble. You don't hear me. Let me give you an example. In every slot machine, there's a computer chip. And you know that. Somebody told you long ago that there's a computer chip in that machine. And that computer chip got a program. How they program that chip to do certain things at a certain time. You ignore the fact that there's a program running. As far as you're concerned, there's an old mechanical machine that you pull the lever on. Well, that lever means nothing on a one-armed bandit. That's what they used to call them, one-armed bandits, because they had that lever that you pull at the slot machine, that one arm on it, that makes the slots roll around. It's irrelevant today. You know why? You know how? You know why I can say that and how you can understand that? Because whether you pull that arm or you push a button, the wheels will still roll around. You don't ever have to touch the arm to play. All you have to do is hit the button that says play. And that wheel will spin just like it did when you pull the arm. Pulling the arm is ridiculously, I'm sorry, pulling the arm is worthless. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. It's a thrill or something you get from pulling the arm. So they keep putting arms on the on the machine. But you know, and I know, that you can walk up and push the button, play, and the wheels will roll, just like they would if you pulled down the arm. Arm don't mean anything. It's not mechanical anymore. It's run by a computer. A computer program. And I can tell you that the computer program is programmed to say simply when enough money enters this box, this program, this slot machine, when a certain limit is hit in terms of the money to be collected by this machine, we can start paying out money. That's what the computer is saying. Don't pay out until we hit a certain level of money in this machine. People who put their money in is going to lose. They're going to lose. They're going to lose. And when they hit a certain amount, the casino's bottom line for each machine, and it goes over that amount, they can afford to hit a winner. Boom. Hey, somebody just won. Clink, 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 clink. They can give you money back. But they will never. The computer will never pay out before it reaches a certain level of money put in that machine. I can tell you that computer is set up to do that. The computer says, I have to make $50 before I pay out. And so Joe Blow and Sister Blow will be dropping coins all day long until that $50 is met. And then somebody else will come along and put another coin in there and a few more coins in there and boom, 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 back down to $50. But it ain't going down any lower than that. If that machine gets $100, it may give out a little more. Boom, somebody hit big over there. Well, you better bet when somebody hit big on a slot machine that a certain amount of money has been taken by that machine long before it decided to spit out any money. And some guy came by, shut the machine down, took that box of money out of there, put in a fresh empty box, and started all over again. And that computer starts counting. Oh, $50. I better give him $5. I better give them $10. But it never will give you over a certain amount because every casino counts the amount of money each slot brings in. And the computer chip says, we're not giving out a dime until we reach this amount. I can tell you that. I can tell you that whole thing is being computerized and controlled by a computer, and no rabbit foot, no lucky charm, no rubbing on the machine, no praise, no prayers. None of that is going to make that computer chip do something it was not programmed to do. The house who sets up those machines don't intend on losing a dime in this process. The house don't gamble. You do. The house hates gambling. You do. You do the gambling. The house collects the money. Guys, it's the same thing as the stock market. If you're not an investor, and if you're not investing in something real that you know is going to be around a while because it's in use every day and is wanted for several different things that has several different values like gold or silver or copper, for that matter. Hell, when are they going to quit using copper? Every wire in the electrical system the utility company uses in my town, every telephone pole, we call them telephone poles, they're not just telephone lines now, they're electrical lines, it's got copper in it, baby. The generator in your car got copper in it, baby. So you know copper ain't going nowhere. But if you're speculating, you want to make money, big money, and you want to make it fast, short-term money. And so I can get you. I can get you. All I got to do is pump up the price. And when you look at the stock market, you say, hey, that stock is going up. You don't stop and look at the company and say, why is the stock going up? It's called pump and dump. I know you guys who don't play the market don't hear this, some of this. But this, you're going to hear some terms dropped that I'd like for you to be familiar with. It's called pump and dump. If I'm a rich guy, if I'm a billionaire, if I'm a Tesla, if I'm a Elon Musk kind of guy, let's say, I can just go buy something, anything, a pet rock, a Cupid doll, a rag, what do they call it? What are them little dolls that used to go up in price if you had them that nobody cares about anymore? They used to have something called a pet rock, and they advertise it as, here's your pet rock. You don't have to feed it. You don't have to care for it. It's beautiful. You just pat it. It's your pet rock. And that was a trend, guys. I don't know if you were ever around back in those days. Tulips used to be worth lots of money, and if you vested in tulips, you made money if you got out of there with it. It's the difference between making money in the stock market or winning money in a casino and walking out of there with that money. The house don't want you to leave with their money. They're going to find some way to keep you in the game. So they don't put clocks on the wall. There ain't no windows where you can say, oh, it's getting dark, I better get out of here. Now, you can walk out of that casino, it's the next day, and you have no idea that you just spent the whole day in there. That's the idea. How much did you leave? How much did you win? I won $1,400 just like that. How much you leave with? Well, I end up playing it all back. My goodness. Then you didn't win anything. My Bitcoin went up to $60,000, and I didn't pay but $20,000 for it. Now it's $19,000 of Bitcoin, and you've lost money. But somebody's going to tell you, don't go nowhere. Hang in there. Buy some more. They're doing it right now. Buy the dip. It's dipping by the dip. They try to keep you in there, baby, so they get all your money. I want to sell my stock because I see Bitcoin going down. But it's going down so fast, I'm losing money left and right. People selling their Bitcoins. And if people sell them, the only value in the Bitcoin is the scarcity. But when people sell that Bitcoin, it's abundant. There's more Bitcoins now. People selling them back. And so the price is going down. So you try to get some suckers to come back in and start buying again so the price can go back up, and then you'll sell your Bitcoins. Because you don't give a damn about Bitcoins. You're losing money, and the suckers are all running, and you're telling all the suckers, don't run. Come on back in and put some more money in there. Get it back up to where I paid for that. And then I'm going to run, too. But I ain't going to run until I try to run this price back up again so I can get more people coming here buying. And so every day, right now, if you go to on the internet, there's people selling you on getting back in that Bitcoin market. Oh, it's time to buy. When it's down like this, that's the time to go buy. That means that they're losing money and they need you to buy and run the price back up so they can do what they're telling you not to do. Get the hell out of there. But they can't get the hell out now. They need that price to go back up again. And it ain't going to go back up unless more people buy. So they on the TV every day telling you to get back in there. Buy some more Bitcoin. Now is the time to buy. Because they want to get out too. But they can't get out until the price gets up to where they like it. And then they're going to jump. Pump and dump is the term they use when wealthy people pump up the price of something that's worthless oftentimes. But the speculator sees the price going up and says, I better get in there. Look like that stock's going up. And they get a lot of people to get in there because look at that, you're making money. You're making money. You're making money. You're making money. The price going up. The price going up. You're making money. More people buying the stock. The price of the stock's going up because more people are buying. Ain't no more people buying it. A couple of rich people are pumping money into that product. To make into that stock, to make it go up, into that Bitcoin, to make it go up, to get you excited. And once you start to buy them Bitcoins and the price goes up high enough, them big whales going to start dumping that shit. The stock ain't worth nothing. But now that everybody's in there buying it because they saw us buying it, they saw the big guys buying it. Now the price is going up high enough that if we sell right now, we make money. Look how high the price has got just on us buying it and making it look good. We pump the market and then we dump. Get that price up high enough and then dump all this worthless stuff and let the suckers fall where they may. It's a casino. But I'll end like this, guys. There was a reporter who went to this small town out in the desert somewhere. And in that small town, they had a roulette wheel. And people would line up to play the roulette wheel. Well, the reporter had gotten wind of the fact that this roulette wheel was rigged by the house. See, the house don't like to gamble. So the roulette wheel was rigged. Not to pay off or to only pay off after a certain amount of money is made, just like that chip I'm telling you about in those slot machines. And so the reporter put out a big news story, undercover, found out and told everybody in town how this roulette machine, this roulette wheel that everybody plays is rigged, guys. They're taking y'all money. It's fixed. The fix is in. And people read that story and said, that's why I've been losing all my money. They had, that's a setup. It looked like it worked, looked like a regular roulette wheel, but they got something going on back there where they can cause you to win or cause you to lose at a flip of a button. It's a trick. They've been tricking us. And that reporter said, yeah, and we figured it out. We went undercover and we found out that this whole thing is rigged. They're stealing from y'all. They're making y'all think y'all playing a game of chance. Ain't no chance. They can stop their wheel whenever they get ready. They're taking y'all money. People were upset. A year later, the reporter went back to this little town, desert town, where they had the one wheel. And he saw a whole line of people lined up at the same wheel. And he walked up to the guy and he said, look, didn't y'all see that news article I put out last year about how this thing is all, how they got this thing all rigged? And the people standing in line to play that machine said, listen, son, we know it's rigged, but it's the only game in town. We know it's rigged, but hey, it's the only game in town. And so, I'm telling you it's rigged. I'm telling you today it's rigged. Get in there if you want to. It's rigged. It's set up to take your money. And every now and then somebody hit, and that's just incentive to get you in. But they're playing you. I'll tell you that, and you will go play anyway. Why? Maybe because it's the only game in town. I don't know. Guys, we're entering our call-in section. I'm going to just call your time to shine. I set this side of the show together. I set this aside, this time in the show aside for you. It's called our call-in show, side of our show. And our phone number is area code 319-527-6060. You can call me and go straight on the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. I'm going to open up my chat room. If you got questions, if you got comments, if you got suggestions, hysterical outbursts, put them in the comments. I will be monitoring that chat room and trying to answer all the comments that come in. We're in our call-in section. Our call-in number is also on our site. If you're on that site, you should be able to see that call-in number, 319-527-6060. It's your time to shine. Let me give you a little music. Thank you.
balls on. Look so little. Yeah. I'll just pass it to
You're listening to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. And tonight, guys, we've been talking about gambling. And I told you the person that nobody likes to gamble. Nobody likes to take a chance. Games of chance. If you love to gamble, if you like to take a chance, why would you bring a lucky charm to a casino? If you like, because you're looking for a hedge against a loss. You want a heads up. You want to be on the inside. You want to have a trick. You want to have something you can do. Casinos will throw you out if you're counting cards. Counting cards is a way is a way to win, to get a hedge over everybody else in a card game. People who learn how to do that, they ain't with 52 cards in a deck, right? So if people who learn how to count cards and things like that, if they get caught doing that, you'd be surprised how many people get kicked out of casinos. They got tricks. They're wearing glasses that reflect what the other people's hands look like and all kinds of good shit. They go to the casino. They go to the slot machine, knowing that it has an electrical chip inside, like I told you. The chip is not going to pay out until it's told to. It's been programmed before you got there and start putting your money in. The people who know that, they might slip into a casino with an electronic device to jam up that chip because they don't want to gamble. They're not interested in taking a chance. The little old lady who's rubbing the machine before she pulls the button or pulls the handle. She's trying to get a heads up. She's trying to get ahead of the game. She's trying to get a way in that everybody else don't have. She's not dependent on that machine. She's depending on her luck. Every time I rub the machine like this, it hits. Well, I don't like people standing behind me when I play. Every time somebody stands behind me, I'll start losing. You want to see some superstitious people, go to a gambling house. Go to a casino. Everybody wants a hedge. Everybody trying to stay ahead of the game. Everybody wants some inside information. Everybody wants that pink shake, that slip. Everybody want to play the odds. But I thought it was a game of chance. I thought you just throw the dice and wherever they fall, they fall. No. There's a way to throw the dice. There's a way to cuff the dice in your hand before you throw them out to try to make them fall on a certain thing. There's a way to set the dice before you throw them. There's all kind of tricks, guys. But why do they have tricks? If you want to gamble, you take a chance. Nobody. Deep down inside. Wants to gamble. If I told you this little money spray or this money candle or this lucky charm or the spell or something you say before you pull the handle will help you win, you'll pay me for that. Because you want a heads up. You want to be ahead of the game. Yeah, everybody wants a heads up. Everybody really wants an insight. Everybody wants to know nobody. Wants to take a chance. And the person who hates to gamble more than anybody else is the gambling house. The last thing they do is gamble. They let you gamble in the house. That's how they make their money. But they don't bet. If you get in a gambling situation where the house has to bet, it scares them to death. You know, some gambling houses have a rule that says if nobody can fade you, if nobody can cover your bets, the house will cover it up to a certain amount. So you put $1,000 on the table and can't nobody cover that $1,000. Can't nobody meet that amount because it's more than they got. The house guarantees you that they'll cover that bet, and that's the worst thing that they can do. They hate the gamble. Never play the house, they say. And then some people say, always play the house. The whales play the house. And that bothers the house because they don't want to gamble. They want you to gamble. Nobody likes to gamble, it seems. We all want an inside information. We all want to beat the game. We all want to play the player. Don't we? And Wall Street, you get arrested for insider information. Because everybody wants that inside information. They don't want to gamble. Who wants to take a chance? And least of all, the house. Least of all, the stock market, the Wall Street, the exchanges. They don't want to gamble. They let you play each other, win each other's money, the lottery. They let y'all win each other's money. And they make money off of letting y'all play each other. Yeah, them tickets going to pay off. Them lottery tickets going to pay off after the lottery has made a certain number of money off that roll of tickets. They can give you $1 million after they've made 20. Somebody going to hit the big jackpot. And all the other suckers going to say, God, I could have hit that jackpot. Let me go in and buy some more tickets. And you won't hit. You'll get $5. You'll get this. You'll get that. But when the lottery makes a certain amount of money, boom, somebody hits. Might be you. But they don't want you to quit playing the lottery. Oh, no, they lose money that way. They don't want you to leave the casino. Even if you're a winner, even if you're a loser, you can borrow money to gamble. They got ATMs in the casino, so you don't have to run out of money until you run out of money. People put their houses up. They try to keep you buying Bitcoin, even though Bitcoin is dropping like a lead pipe. Don't run. Stay in there. Diamond hands, they call it. Hold on. Hold on, no matter what. They don't want you to leave, sell that Bitcoin, and get the hell out of there like they're going to do once the price gets up to where they like it. So they want you to stay in there. In fact, they want you to buy more corn. Oh, now's the time to buy when it's down like this. Buy the dip. Buy the dip. Every day, all day, right now. You can go on YouTube and there'll be people selling cryptocurrency. Oh, you don't want Bitcoin? Okay, how about Ether? How about Ethereum? How about something else? Dogecoin. I heard Elon Musk is buying Dogecoin. Let's go buy some Dogecoin. And when the price gets high enough, Elon dumps. It's called pump and dump. They pump up the price, and as soon as they get high as they like it, they dropped all that worthless stuff. And only the suckers who put their houses up. One of the suckers who bought on margin, who borrowed money to play the game, are the losers. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. Call me, down to the air. I have my chat room open, and I'm monitoring that chat room. So everybody who puts a comment in the chat, you can be sure that I'm going to see that comment and comment on that comment. Also, it's your time to shine. This part of the show is for you. Let me give you a little music, guys. Be right back. We'll be right back. Revolutionary Life, where we look at every aspect of life, the things that affect us every day, directly and indirectly. The difference, guys, is we look at these things from a revolutionary point of view. Do what you want to do, but you need a little clarity to go forward. And so we try to keep our fingers on the pulse and be clear about things here. We're not selling you anything. Only that revolutionaries understand that change is constant. Most people will agree that if there's one thing in this world that you can count on, that shit will change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. When you're on the vanguard of change, you might be able to determine what shape that change takes. When you're on the ass end of change, you might not be able to say or do anything about it. You listen to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host, Gary. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All of our shows are archived, guys. That is to say, you can pick up all of our shows on demand. This show right here, this show will be on demand in about an hour from now after we're done here tonight. Also, I want to remind you that if you're on my site here, there is a follow button at the top of the page, the left-hand side, I believe. And if you hit that button, it'll give you a heads up when we're live, when we're on the air here. And you have some heads up on what the topic is going to be that day. Also, next to that follow button, there is a share button. I want you to share this with anybody and everybody that you think might be interested in hearing a point of view on gambling, on games of chance. Maybe you know somebody who gambles, and they love to gamble, or they seem to. They seem to believe in gambling. They're gamblers. But you know they don't like to gamble. Because if you can offer them a way to win, a way to beat the house, the way to beat the game, they'll buy it. There are internet sites right now, guys, that'll tell you how to beat, how to win at poker, how to win at 21, how to win blackjack, how to win at the slot machine. Oh, that's how to win shit all over the place. But if you're a gambler, right? You take a chance, right? Nobody wants to gamble. You don't want to gamble with your life. You don't want to gamble with your money. You want to win. And you'll buy something that somebody tells you will help you win. Instead of taking a chance. Ain't that what gambling is about? It's a game of chance. You throw the dice. However they fall, they fall. You don't want to gamble. And the house you're gambling in, the casino, the stock exchange, the one you're speculating or gambling in, they don't want to lose any money either. They're not taking a chance. You are. You might be. But you bet the house hates to gamble. Nobody. I still got a little bit of time. I want to play you a little music. It's your time to shine. I got my chat room open. And I got my phone number, 319-527-6060. I'd like to make a call and say something. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. My chat room is open. Questions, comments, suggestions, pop them in the chat. I'll be right here on top of that chat, and I'll be able to respond. It's your time to shine. Listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary. I'm your host tonight. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, Monday through Friday. We're here from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time. You never know what the topic's going to be, but you could bet you could put your last money on the fact that it's going to be revolutionary. And revolution has just changed, baby. Tell me, ain't some things out here need to be changed? Don't fall for the hype. Nobody likes to gamble. Least of all, the gambling house. When you go into the stock market, expect that the stock market's going to make more money than you. And if anybody's going to go broke, it ain't going to be the market. Speculate if you like. There's a difference between speculating and investing, guys. It's okay to buy stock in a company. That's how a company raises money. A new company, an IPO that goes out there and become public, they need money to develop their product, their new innovation, or their app, or whatever. And if you think it's a good investment, if you think it's going somewhere, if you think the right people are running it, if you looked at the fundamentals, what they call the fundamentals, if you looked at the fundamentals of GameStop, of a company called GameStop, you would have said, I would dare put my money in that. That's another blockbuster. It's on its way out. People can get their games online. They don't have to go to a store. But instead, you speculate. All you know is the price is going up. You don't know why, and you don't care. You want to get in there while the price is going up. You want it to be higher than what you paid for it, and then so that you can sell it and walk out of there with more money than you paid. Fundamentals be damned. You speculate. You hustling. You gambling. You trying to make it in and out before it shuts down with as much money as you can get away with. You're not supporting that company. You buying that stock to play with. Company that sells the stock to a speculator can expect that that speculator going to wait till the price gets high enough and they're going to sell it. And you obligated to buy it. Or he's going to sell it to somebody else. You can care less if your company is going down or having a hard time or whatever. But your fundamentals are good. Yeah, everything goes up and down. But when I look at this company, I know that IBM ain't going nowhere, even if the price is down. I know Microsoft ain't finna close its doors tomorrow, even if the price is down today. Tesla ain't finna shut down. Gold ain't going to disappear. Copper are going to be around a long time. That's investing. If you're speculating, you couldn't give a damn about fundamentals. All you care about is if that price goes up. And the people who know you speculating say, hey, let's make the price go up. We rich. We wealthy. We can pump this stock up and make it look good to these speculators. And they're going to jump in. They're going to put their house up and everything to get in. They're going to borrow money to get in on this rising stock. And as soon as it gets high enough, they're going to dump it on your ass. They're going to sell their stock and leave you holding the bag, the loan, the leverage, the margin call. It ain't funny because it hurts to watch people being fooled. You can go on the internet right now, guys, and there's people telling you how to beat the slot machine at a casino, how to beat the odds. Do you know why people go to jail for doping up racehorses, giving them speed, doping them up so that they can win? That's the house. The house don't gamble. The house hate to gamble. They're looking for an edge everywhere they can get it. Theme of our presentation tonight, guys, was gambling. Nobody likes to gamble. Does anybody really like to gamble? And the bottom line is no. Games of chance don't stand a chance. Because even the people who run the games don't gamble. Even the people who play the games try to find an edge. Trick, a way to beat the game. I mean, if you like to gamble, you just throw the dice and whatever they fall on, they fall on. Game of chance. Take your chances. Why are you rubbing the machine? Why are you carrying a lucky charm with you? You want an edge, baby. Why are you buying insider information on the stock market on the sly, even though you know it's illegal? You want an edge, baby. Nobody. Nobody likes to gamble, even a gambler. I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight, who listened in tonight. I want you to know I'll be here tomorrow night. Yes, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You never know what the topic's going to be, guys, so it has a follow button on my site. Hit that follow button and you will be notified when we're on the air up in here. You will also be able to get a little heads up on what the topic's going to be. Next to that follow button on my site, there's a share button. You know somebody who gambles? Maybe they'd like to hear... Maybe they'd like to hear this presentation, maybe not. I don't know. But you know somebody who's addicted to gambling? You know somebody who's sure they're going to win this time because they got a money candle or some money spray, house spray, or they got a lucky charm, or they got some inside information, or somebody sold them an electronic device that if nobody catch them, they could slip it into a slot machine and make that computer do what it wanted to do. Or somebody got some dope you can give your horse to make him run faster than he would have ran until he dropped dead. Thank you for listening in tonight. This is Gary. You've been listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're here every weekday night, guys. 7 p.m. to 9, Central Standard Time. Thank you again. I want everybody to have a good evening as we wind down tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow. Good night. Buenas noches. Buono notte. Arrivederci. I'm going to give you a little music as we go out. Ciao.
Ich habe es knapp hier.